The complaint by the Freedom From Religion Foundation claims the invocations at the Marshfield meetings violate Supreme Court guidelines for non-denominational public prayers. The foundation's co-president, Annie Laurie Gaylor, says she would prefer that there be no prayers of any kind at the meetings.
These prayers are directed almost exclusively to Christianity. They are dealing with civic and secular issues, you know, sewers and liquor licenses, and they do not need to bring religion into this equation.
Marshfield Mayor Chris Meyer says the Common Council invocations do not violate the Constitution because there has been an effort to involve non-Christian religions.
We've had a Jewish rabbi, a member of the Muslim community, and even a Wiccan come and give the invocation at our Common Council meeting. So I really feel that there is no violation here.
Gaylor dismisses the non-Christian prayers.
More tokenism. How do you possibly balance out for the 15% of Wisconsin citizens who are not religious? Are they going to have 15% of the invocations be atheistic?
Meyer says the prayers are scheduled by local religious leaders and not the Common Council, and that any religious group can get on the docket even if they're not from Marshfield.
The fact that the majority of the people who give the invocation are from recognized Christian religions is representative of the demographics of our community. The fact that we have people from outside the community come in to give the invocation from non-Christian religions, I think, is kind of the opposite of tokenism.
Meyer says Marshfield's attorney will review the Freedom From Religion Foundation complaint, but there are no plans to change current practices. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.